Okay.
George Reedy, 90.
Just getting set to breathe.
Mm-hmm. I would guess you're going to get a question on debates, TVs, and I'd just say, well, Eva, we have television whenever we can without overdoing it. We'll have a good deal of it in the campaign, and just how it'll be used, we'll decide that after the convention.
I'd like to say, try this on your size. With regard to Mr. Sarnoff's invitation to appear on Meet the Press, as we've said before, if the president's the nominee of the Democratic Party.
That's all. I'd eliminate all of it up to there. Go ahead now.
Well, he will determine his own campaign plans.
No, no. What I'd do is say, I guess they'll ask you. If they don't ask you, I wouldn't say anything. If they do ask you, I would say, as you know, the president appears from time to time on television and press conferences. We'll continue to make those decisions as they come up, and none of them will be made till after the convention's over with, and then we'll sit down and map out our course. When I have anything to tell you on that, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'd keep it behind the convention, and I'd point out that we do have television press conferences from time to time, but we'll meet this after the convention. What I try to do.
Okay.
I wouldn't mention Sarnoff or NBC any more than I could to some of the bitches want a little publicity and trying to press this thing and advertise a commercial program, Meet the Press.
That's the point. One point I wanted to get across somehow is they're all playing this as a debate. Actually, it's nothing but another invitation to appear and Meet the Press. It's not a debate.
I don't want to get in a debate with them, though, in your press conference.
Okay.
What I try to say is that the president appears on television a good deal these days, and will continue to. When and where and under what circumstances he'll determine after the convention. As far as the campaign television is concerned, he'll determine after the convention.
Right. Now, one other thought I had today. On this business about the timing of the Vietnam announcement, if I'm asked again, I thought I might say, well, I just don't see why Senator Goldwater is so concerned about this. He made his announcement an hour and a half before the president did. Now, his announcement, of course, was just a simple three-line statement, but he cleared the wire at 10:08 on it.
Well, he said more than three lines, didn't he?
Here's what I've got. He said, I am sure that every American will subscribe to the president's, to the actions outlined in the president's statement. I believe it is the only thing we can do, and he can do under the circumstances. We cannot allow the American flag to be shot at anywhere on earth if we are to retain our respect and prestige.
Well, I think it just prolong and bring it back into the thing. And
I'll just leave it where I did last night, then.
I just wouldn't give any argument. Let him have all the rope he wants. I think we're getting a pretty big beating on the wealth thing, Clark, and I think it's wonderful, just think it's doing good. But I watched Birch, and I watched various statements on it, and Goldwater stuff, and I think it's going to hurt us beat hell. I think it'll be a major issue, and I think it'll be corruption and terrible. They don't think so, and they say, oh, forget it. I'm just personal about it, but I've been watching television a good deal more than that, and I've had a good deal more political experience, and I think it's we blew it up and made a major outfit out of it, and I think it's bad, and I think he's corrupt, and he got nothing to his kid trust funds and his statements, and he's dodged the whole damn thing. And I don't know about his valuation stocks. His mother's drawing money from his company, 89 years old, deducting it. He's drawing a salary while he's on the Senate payroll. Nothing wrong with that from a department store, but it's bad for us. So I think we're getting the worst end of the publicity.
Well, in this particular thing, I don't think you're going to get any good stories out of releasing that report yesterday. But I think the one thing that you do get out of it that probably made it worthwhile is that now that we've done it, they can't keep sniping away at why we don't do it. In a sense, the facts don't matter here. If your statement yesterday had shown that you were worth a nickel, they'd still be pecking away at it and making it look bad. But I think it is an advantage for them not to be able to say that we haven't done it.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, sir. It's
pretty They're going to get reapportionment into this platform, which would be awful. It just divides the hell out of it. They're going to get the Negroes in and big parades, and that's going to be bad. But I don't know what we can do about it, and I just think we're going to get this thing in an impossible situation. Just impossible. I just think it's going to be the rioting and killing and murder. And it's as messy as it can, but I don't know anything I can do.
We'll just have to, I think the main thing you can do is this, that you as president can counteract any damn thing in that platform by statements. And I think that we played that law and order theme heavy, but I think maybe we just even got to play it heavier. And we've got to play that Adam theme as heavy as we can. Well, I think it's a little bit too early right now to...
What theme?
The Adam theme.
Yeah, Adam, A-T-O-M, but
right.
You don't say it, you're a little... Okay.
Yes, sir.